Ervin Perik Dalad Mishnah Gimel. Mishiyotza Brishus, a person that went out with Rishus Beistin. Like, for example, he was going to give Edus for the Chodesh, or to save Yidden from Ovdi Kachavim, or from the river, or whatever. He was doing something that he was Osik in a very great mitzvah. V'amulo Kfar Nasa Maisa, and they told him that the Maisa already happened. And now it's Shabbos. So now he's stuck. The Mishnah tells us, Yesh lo alpayim ama l'chol ruach. Nevertheless, wherever he's standing from, he can have 2,000 amas in every direction. Im haye b'soicha tchum, if he's still within the tchum of the place that he left, he's within 2,000 amas when he found out, ki'ilu lo yatza. So we treat it as if he never left, since where he is right now, if we had to calculate 2,000 amas of every direction, since his original place of resting is absorbed in that area, they share that same area, we treat it as if he never left. And he can go right back to his house and he would have the same tchum from the beginning, 2,000 amas in every direction from his house or his city. Because, similarly, this is not the exact same case, because we also said whoever goes out to save, meaning these are the brave Jews that would go out, the separate case of a brave Jews that would go out to save from Ovdei Kochavim or from fallen buildings, lo aleinu, since they went out with Rishus, in those cases, Chazal allowed them to go back with their swords and with their kalim. They did not need to leave their kalim where they were. They can only go 2,000 amas, unless the Tosafot said there was a concern that the enemies would actually chase after them. If that was the case, they can return to their homes, no matter how far it is, they can go more than 2,000 amas, and not only that, they can go with their kalim. Because the fear would be that the enemies would attack them. So there they would be allowed to take all their kalim back. But if they, let's say, destroyed the enemies, or they weren't afraid of the enemies, they can go only 2,000 amas. So this is the way the Taisis Yontif explains. So too the Rav explains, just like we were makel for them, we're also makel in our case where a person went. Birishus, he went to go save from the Ovdei Kochavim, or from a river, or Eidus HaChodesh. We were makel that we treated as if he never left the city, and we gave him the initial tchum that he had from the beginning.